you which believe, therefore he is precious. This is one of my favorite, has become one of my favorite texts tonight, so I trust you'll pray for us. If you're able to, let's stand tonight for the reading of the Word of God, and you continue to pray for us tonight that God would have His way. Psalm number 84, the Bible said, "How amiable are Thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house, they will be still praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well, the rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord of hosts, hear my prayer, give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed, for a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. Yes. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is he, is the man that trusteth in thee. Father, God, as we do come tonight before the throne of grace, we thank you again, God, for this privilege to stand in that upon holy ground. We ask you, Father, tonight for your leadership and your direction. God, for that unction from on high. Father, God, help us, O Lord, that we'll be sensitive to the leadership of the Holy Ghost of God, and that there'll be nothing to be done in this flesh. Father, we thank you tonight. We praise you, for it is in Jesus' dear name we do pray. Amen. You can be seated tonight. Now, in this 84th Psalm tonight, the writer has expressed his passion for the house of God. He's expressed his pilgrimage and also his praise in the house of God. And that the house of God is a special place. But in the reading of this text tonight, we realize that it is not just about the house of God, but that it is about the God of the house. And I'm afraid tonight that many times we lose sight of the fact of why that we come to the house of God, that it is about him. It's about God. It is the God of the house. And I'll just give you a few things briefly tonight and you pray for us. But I want you to notice, first of all, there is the description of this house. As he said, how amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. And that word amiable means lovely or loved. You remember in the teaching in the Old Testament in dealing with the tabernacle, that when God had instructed Moses in the building of that tabernacle, and that God said in that Holy of Holies that he was to build that ark, and over that ark was to be the mercy seat, and God said that it is there that I will meet with thee and I will commune with thee. So in that day, being at the house of God, it was more than just about being at a place, but it was about being with a person, whether it was that tabernacle in the wilderness or it was the temple in Jerusalem. It was not just about the building, it was not just about the tent, but it was about a person, and that is God. God. Because you understand that in the Old Testament up until Acts chapter number 2, that they did not have the indwelling Holy Ghost of God. That the Holy Ghost would come and empower them for a task. And then when the task was completed, then he would leave. But aren't you glad tonight that in this age, thank God that we have the Holy Ghost of God that does indwell us. So the fact that they did not have that indwelling Holy Ghost, that indwelling Spirit, it was so much more important for them to go to the house of God. But I say the same principle applies in this hour, that it is important that you and I come to the house of God. As Hebrews 10 and 25 said, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, which after the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. So this is a special place tonight, but you understand that it's not about the place, but it is about the person, that it is about in this day the Lord Jesus Christ. But then notice now in verse number 2, as the psalmist said, my soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Notice, he said my soul, then he said my heart, and then he said my flesh. So that every part of his being had a longing or was crying out in that for God. And that word longeth tonight is an inward cry. It is a silent cry. But that word crieth is an audible cry. That it is a shout. So he was both inwardly and outwardly desiring the house of God. No wonder the psalmist David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. You know what that word glad means? It means to be merry-hearted. Thank God, I'm glad that God has put something in me that makes me merry-hearted to be in the house of God. I can agree with David tonight and say that I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of God. You see again tonight that he crieth out for the living God, that he realizes as he's going to the temple, that he realizes it's about God. You see, tonight it's not about the ritual, it's not about the formalism, it's not about the singing, but he desires the conscious presence of God. You understand tonight in this hour that it's not about the building. Thank God for a place that we can gather, where that we can worship the Lord. It's not about the music program. I thank God for Spirit-filled singing. All time is singing. There's a man used to tell me, he say that singing just primes the preaching. I say hallelujah. Amen. But it's not about the singing. It's not about the music. I say tonight, it's not about the people. And I appreciate you folks tonight. I appreciate the love that you've shown us. But it's not about the people. It is about him. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, don't you know tonight that three times you find that Mary is found at the feet of Jesus. And somebody said it this way. The first time she said, I need him. The second time she said, I want him. But the third time she said, I love him. Thank God, don't you love him tonight? Paul said in Philippians 3, that I may know him. I mean, think about that tonight. We can gather faithfully in the house of God. We can sing scriptural songs, we can read from our King James Bible, and we can fellowship together, and we can leave feeling good about ourselves, and have never worshiped or even thought about Him tonight. But I tell you, we're missing out. If that's what happens, if we can come to a place like this and go through an entire service and feel good about ourselves, but have never thought about Him, we're missing out on something. There's somewhere that we're coming short tonight. Thank God, I'm glad that there's a God in heaven, but I'm glad tonight that He dwells within me, and I'm glad that He's given us a place where that like-minded folks can meet together and worship God in spirit and in truth.
Amen. Preach on, brother.
It's about Him. You see, there is the description of the house. Then we see there is that desire in the Lord. And then in verse number 3, He said, yea. He said, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Selah. So here we find the dwelling of the Lord. Notice there is, the Bible said that the sparrow found a house, and the swallow a nest. Listen, He didn't say anything about the majestic eagle. He didn't mention the powerful hawk. He didn't mention the lovely dove. No, these are just ordinary birds. Everyday run-of-the-mill birds. I thank God when I look around the house of God. That's what I see. Just ordinary run-of-the-mill folks. That God reached out somewhere. I don't know where you was when God found you, but thank God, aren't you glad you're not where you used to be? Thank God, aren't you glad that God brought you up out of that miry clay? Aren't you glad that you didn't have to be royalty to be saved? Aren't you glad that you didn't have to be from the right side of the tracks? Thank God, aren't you glad tonight? Thank God that you didn't have to have an education. Thank God, but I'm glad that God will just save any old body. I'm glad that God gets the worst of the worst, and He washes them in that pure blood and makes us white as snow. And it is God that makes us somebody. Paul said, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. I mean, just ordinary birds. But where do you find them? They're in the house of God. Oh my. I like what Brother Robert said. The president don't know me. The governor don't know me. And I hadn't thought about even the manager at Walmart don't know me. But I'm glad Jesus does.
Yes.
Amen. I'm glad I met Him on my knees.
Yes, sir.
In an old-fashioned altar.
That's right, brother.
And I'll remind you, I wasn't looking for Him, but He came looking for me. I thank God there's nothing about us to draw us to Christ. There's not anything good about us to commend us to Him. Thank God, you know about old Mephibosheth. When David asked, is there any left of the house of Jonathan? And one of them said, yeah, there's his son. His name's Mephibosheth, but he is lame on his feet. You know what that fellow was saying? Don't waste your time with him, David. He can't do anything for you. He's lame on his feet. He's worthless. He'll do you no good. David said, that's just the one I'm looking for, because it ain't about what he can do for me, but it's about what I can do for him. Thank God there's not a one of us had anything about us to commend ourselves to God, but God wasn't looking for somebody that had everything. God was looking for somebody down there in that miry clay. God was looking for somebody that He could save and that He could do something for.
Yeah.
been saved since March the 21st, 1971. I'm glad it's real tonight.
Yeah, it's real.
You tell me what a little 9-year-old boy can do for God. That 9-year-old boy couldn't do any more than a 56-year-old man could do. But I'm glad that God could do it all. Oh, listen, the sparrow found a house, and the swallow builds her nest. Those that dwell in the house of God. Oh, listen, James said to draw nigh unto God, and he draw nigh unto you. He didn't say draw nigh to the church. And I'm a church man from the top of my head. I'm a Baptist. From the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. But God didn't say draw near to the church or to the Baptist.
No, he didn't.
God didn't say draw near to religion. He didn't say draw near to the ordinances. But God said draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh unto you. Isaiah 55 and 6, he said, seek ye the Lord. He didn't say seek a bigger, better church. He didn't say seek recognition, but he said seek ye the Lord. Can I say to you, it ought to start before you get to the house of God. But one of the purposes in coming to the house of God is that you can draw near to God and that you can seek the Lord. It's not about coming to church so that I can give a testimony, though you ought to. It's not about coming to church so you can sing a song. But if God gives you one, he that hath the heart to sing will have a song on their heart. Thank God it's not about coming. Listen to sing a song. It's not even about coming to church to preach a message. But it's about coming to the house of God that I might meet with him. That I might draw near to him. That I might seek God and his glory. Thank God that I can get closer to him and become more like God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Well, that's good.
The dwelling of the Lord. Notice them birds rested in that tabernacle. Be close to God. Said, my soul longeth. Then he said, my heart and my flesh crieth for the living God. Oh, listen, I learned some things about them birds. That sparrow, they generally select a place where they can nest to build their nest, a site that is close to the place where they were born and raised. Thank God. You know what you and I ought to be doing tonight? We ought to be bringing our young in the house of God.
Yeah.
I mean, thank God, get saved ourselves. If we're not, if we are saved, we ought to be drawing near to God. I've got a 3-year-old granddaughter. She's right. I've got 5 grandchildren. And she's right in the middle. Listen, thank God, when her and Mama talked today, and she wanted to go to church with Mama. I mean, that's all right. Why is that? Because she needs to be in the house of God. She needs to be learning what it's all about. Thank God, I'll be like that brother at the church trying to keep her out of the fire until the Lord Jesus comes along and he saves her. Listen, got home last night, my son. I texted both me and my wife and the grandson. He's 2 months younger than she is. And he wanted to come and see Papa. Listen, and Mama had to tell him. I said, we can't go to Papa's house. Papa's gone to church. Papa's gone to preach. Papa's a pastor. And she had to explain to that little feller, he's not been to church since Bible school last June. That breaks my heart.
Yeah.
My wife said to me today, I said, looks like we're going to have to go and get him. And we're going to have to start taking him to the house of God. If that's what it takes to get him saved and get him a place in the house of God, thank God, listen, we need to get him in the house of God. Get him grounded, get him settled in the Word of God. The That sparrow builds its nest in the site that is close to where he is born and raised. I'm glad that I was birthed in the house of God. I'm glad I was raised around the house of God. Hit them teenage years, I'm not proud of it. Got away from God, had that rebellious streak, but I'm glad that God didn't leave me out yonder somewhere. I'm glad God had mercy on me. That sparrow, listen, God help us to get our children and our grandchildren in the house of God. But that swallow, the one thing I learned about them swallows is they're all, every one of them are singers. What about that? And the song that they sing, it's not this mournful cry. They don't sing the blues. I mean, listen, one morning I got up and I sat in my recliner right by the porch and the window, and it was all cold, and I believe it was spitting snow. It was just a cold, blustery day. And while I'm sitting there early in the morning, I've got the news on, and I begin to hear these birds singing outside, right outside the window. And my first thought was this, you forgive me, my first thought was this, was what in the world have you got to be singing about this morning? I mean, there was gray skies and the snow was coming down. It was cold, and all I could imagine was, what in the world have you got to be happy about? But maybe this is what it was. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 26, Jesus said, "Behold the fowls of the air. They sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them." Maybe they're singing because, in spite of the fact that the winds were blowing and the skies were gray and the snow was a-falling, maybe they were singing because God was taking care of them, that God was providing for them. Jesus said, Matthew 10 and 29, "Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father?" I thank God, listen, he knows all about them. I thank God, listen, that morning I asked, "What have you got to sing about?" But I don't ask it no more. Now I ask myself, why are you not singing? Thank God, he said, "Are you not better than them birds?" Thank God, he's taken care of me. He's met my every need. Thank God, he saved me when I was lost, and he's kept me all these years. Thank God, we ought to be a-singing. We ought to be praising him. We ought to be worshiping him, because we're better than the fowls.
Amen.
We've got it much better.
Oh, Lord.
That singing ought to come from the heart. Ought to be singing with all of our heart. You understand tonight, it's about a relationship, that we come to the house of God, come to church because we love him.
That's it.
And we want to meet him. And if you don't love him, then all the preaching and all the singing and all the begging in the world won't make you faithful to God.
Amen.
What was it that Jesus said when them disciples over there in John chapter 21, when they'd been fishing? Listen, and Jesus had them fish baking on the coals there, and he said to Peter, he said, "Peter, lovest thou me more than these?" What was he talking about? Was he talking about them fish? You know that Peter had been a fisherman, and after the Lord died, he said, "I'm going fishing." He went back to his old life. Maybe the Lord was saying, "Peter, do you love me more than these fish?" Maybe he was saying, "Peter, do you love me more than these other disciples?" Listen, maybe we ought to ask ourselves tonight, do we really love God? Do we love God more than ourselves? Do we love God more than the things of this world? Do we love God more than we love our family? Listen, I'm saying tonight, we ought to love God. And if we love God, then the preaching and the singing and all of them things will just turn our attention to him.
Telling it right.
What was it Paul said, singing to yourselves in psalms and hymns, making melody in your heart unto the Lord, something like that. I go over there, Colossians, wherever it is.
Yeah, 3.
Singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, and there's a difference in them. I should have looked that up again. My memory's not that good. But I do know this, that one tells you about him, and the others tell you what he did.
What he did.
I mean, listen, if our singing, if our testimonies, if they're not about him, and if our singing, our testimonies don't tell what he's done, then we ought to leave him alone.
Yeah.
Because it's all about him. It's all about his work. Over there in that tabernacle, that is a picture of Christ. And everything about it and its furnishings point to either the person of Christ or the work of Christ. I mean, everything is about him. From Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22 and 21, it's all about him. Thank God. I'm telling you, it's about Jesus Christ and him crucified, resurrected, and coming again. What else do we need tonight? Thank God. Paul said, God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross by Lord Jesus, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world.
Amen.
We need to fall in love with him again.
Amen.
Isn't that what he told the church at Ephesus over there in Revelation? Amen. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. He's saying you need to fall in love with Jesus all over again. Love him. Love him. Then beginning in verse number 5 down through verse number 8, we'll not read all of that. But he talks about that valley of Baca, making it a well, and the rain also filleth the pools. You have that description of the house. You have the desire of the Lord, the dwelling of the Lord. But there is a dependence on the Lord. Them pilgrims traveled great distances to get to Shiloh and to get to Jerusalem. And they journeyed by faith, trusting in God. And that Baca, there's a couple of different meanings or suggestions. It could be weeping, could have to do with the balsam. But as them pilgrims, as those travelers would journey across that dry, desolate desert, that along the way they faced obstacles and they faced dangers and they faced troubles. I mean, they didn't know what was over the next rise. They didn't know what was around the next turn. I mean, listen, there was one thing after another, not to mention that dry and dusty desert, not to mention that hot heat from that desert, but yet they trusted in God, and God took care of them, and in that valley, thank God, there was them wells. Thank God, God provided them wells of water, and that wells of water there speaks of a refreshing. Aren't you glad for a revival? Thank God, when God meet with you, thank God, and there'll be a refreshing for your dry and your dusty soul. Thank God, when you've been going through the desert, you've come through a long, cold winter. Thank God. Listen, and God provided wells of refreshing. God has provided a blessing for your soul. They would go from one well to the next well. Thank God. And God would provide for them. And God took care of them. And God refreshed their weary soul. What a Savior.
Amen.
Is he. They went from strength or oasis, from well to well. They went from blessing to blessing.
Yeah.
Them wells or them trials became a blessing. How about it when you think you just can't go on, and God will give you a well of water. Give you them handfuls of purpose.
Yeah, buddy.
Don't you imagine when the servant went and found Rebekah? taking her back to Isaac and that great distance traveling on them camels of grace. And the only thing she knew about the master, only thing she knew about Isaac was what the servant told her.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, don't you imagine on that long journey they had to be some discouraging days. Don't you imagine in them travels, I bet the weather had to get hot. Don't you imagine that there was obstacles, but I can also hear that servant. He would apprise the situation, and just when she needed it, he'd begin to tell her about the master. Begin to tell her about Isaac. Thank God he might have even pulled out of his pocket some of them jewels and said, "Here's just a little bit of what waits for you on the other side." Thank God. Listen, I've been through some dark times and some difficult days, and just when I thought I couldn't make it another day, the sweet Holy Ghost of God would begin to whisper to my soul and tell me about the Master. Tell me about Jesus. It's about Him. It's not about me. It's not about you. Thank God it's Him that gets me from day to day. Him, handfuls of purpose. The church is an instrument to the blessings of God. You understand? God works through the church.
Yes, that's right.
But it's about Him. I love your pastor tonight, but it ain't about him. I've told our church that it ain't me. It's Jesus.
It's Him.
Oh, thank God for a man of God like you've got, but it's not Him. But thank God He's an instrument, and God uses Him to tell you and me about Him. About the Lord Jesus. Looking. Isn't that what the writer of Hebrews said? Looking
for
unto Jesus.
Yeah.
The author and the finisher of our faith. He didn't say looking for the next day. He didn't say looking to next week or the next church meeting. He said looking unto Jesus.
Looking
the author and the finisher of our faith. Who for the joy that was... devil snatched that, but you got it. Looking unto Him. Looking unto Jesus. He's the one that gets us from day unto day.
Amen.
It's about Him. Church, coming to church, it's all about Him.
Amen.
But then notice verse 9 through 12, and I close with this tonight. There is the delight in the Lord. Again, it's all about Him. We delight in His protection. As He said, "Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of Thine anointed." We delight in His protection. We delight in the performance. A day in Thy courts is better than a thousand.
Yeah.
In other words, a day in the house of God with God is better than anything else you can do. Anywhere else you can be. I had rather be a doorkeeper. I'd rather be a servant in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. We delight in His protection, His performance, and then we delight in that provision. Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. Don't you love Him tonight? Oh, I would hope if there was anything that had been accomplished these last three nights is that you might see Him and that you might draw closer to Him tonight. It's about Him. You know, the rejoicing that we have tonight, it's because of Him. If you enjoy yourself and if you enjoy your salvation, it's because of Him. 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 Looking unto Jesus. Father, God, I thank You, Lord, for this privilege tonight.